with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
You know that despite the relationship relationship that is happening between you and your lawyer in prison, you need him more where? In the court than in the prison. And so you know that when he faces the judge, you want him to have a good case so that he can represent you well. The trial day is approaching. You are in the court of heaven. God is presiding. The devil is your accuser. And the devil presents to God everything that you have done from your teenage years to your young adult years and even to your old age. And you are blushing with shame because you are embarrassed. There are some things that have left your mind. And this devil went into detail to remind you of what you have done and to prove to God that you are not deserving of your freedom. Your lawyer gets up. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He begins to talk on your behalf. And he says to the judge that everything this accuser has said is true. You are guilty of every charge that is brought before you today. But your lawyer says something that is very profound. He said that you have been granted pardon from God. And that pardon was signed with the blood of Jesus. He begins to take his clothes off in the courtroom and he begins to show the judge the signs of the nail and the bruises that he had endured so that you that have been accused can be set free. He says that your name is written in the palm of his hand, that he knows you by name, and that every sin that you have committed is blotted out with his blood. Today, we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension. After Jesus' resurrection, for 40 days, he is appearing to his disciples, and he is teaching them, and then he disappears. And he does that for 40 days, so that they will realize that faith comes by hearing and hearing his word. And so he's teaching them that this, I told you before, and that this was going to happen. And there is a faith that is developing between Jesus and his disciples. It is developing in his presence. They can see Jesus. They can touch him. They can listen to him. And so these men are filled now with faith. Then Jesus does something that is very profound. In their presence, the scripture says, Jesus ascends. The ascension. He ascends. And so he is taken up, they said, in a cloud. Now, when we read the Old Testament, there is no one that has ever seen God. No one. And so there are images that the writers present about God. There are symbols that the writer of the Bible presents that reminds us of God. And in the Old Testament, there were certain symbols that have been used. What are some of those symbols? Smitty.
The fire and smoke and the cloud.
The fire and the cloud. And where did Jesus see fire? Tell us, Cindy. That's right. So as the Israelites were led through the desert, the scripture says that for them at night, he was a pillar of fire, and by day he was
the
cloud. That's right. And so the presence of God was made evident through the cloud. When Solomon, King Solomon, built his temple, it says that the cloud came over it. The cloud came. And you remember when Jesus went up the mountain, the cloud came, and a voice spoke through the cloud. Yes. So God is present through the cloud. Now, it's very symbolic today that it says that he was standing up in the cloud. Hallelujah. He was standing up in the cloud. It was seen as though this God who sent his son now takes his son out of the earth, out from this world through the cloud. He's going back to the Father. But he does something that is very profound as he's being taken up. He gives
a blessing.
He blesses the disciples. Now, I tell people, if you know the importance of a blessing, you will always, when you see a priest, you'll bless me. Bless me. Remember the story of Esau and Jacob? Yes? That the blessing is supposed to be for Esau. And Jacob went and robbed Esau of his blessing. He pretended, actually his mother told him to go and receive the blessing. And he went pretending to be Esau. And he received the blessing. You see, when the blessing is given, the blessing cannot be retracted. The blessing cannot be taken back. And so the blessing was prophetic. The blessing was meant for your life, for your future, for every moment of your being. You will live under the blessing, under the anointing of God.
Amen.
Catholics, wake up. Amen. If we understand the importance of the blessing, we will never leave Mass before the final blessing.
Amen.
Never again that must happen to you. The blessing is important. The blessing is like a cloud over you during the week. That God continues to protect you, lest you hurt your foot against a stone. That when the accuser sends darts at you, the blessing protects you. Oh, I love the Lord. And so we are reminded today that God loves us and that God continues to bless us. And that we must be, or rather called, to be a blessing to others. So, the accuser continues to accuse us. But we have an advocate that is in the presence of God. And we need this advocate now, not on earth, we need him in heaven. We need him in the courtroom of heaven. We don't need him in the prison of earth. We need him in the courtroom of heaven, continue to defend us and intercede for us. Scripture tells us there is one thing that Jesus does in heaven. He is our intercessor. He's interceding for us. Not tonight. Not tonight, Father. Give them another day. Have you ever had the experience of the night, the darkness of the night, when you feel so sick and you feel as though you're not going to make it to see the light of day? Have you ever had that experience when you felt that this night is going to be your last night? And Jesus says, not tonight. Not tonight, angel of death, go back. Not tonight. We're going to give him another day. We're going to give her another week. We're going to give him another month. We're going to give him another year. Maybe when she turns 27, we are going to call her home. Maybe when he turns 45, maybe at 60, maybe it is 70, maybe it is 85. We don't know. But one thing we can be certain about, that we need to be aware that Jesus is interceding for us, that we will come back to him, that we will change our ways. Now, it is said today that for 40 days Jesus is meeting with his disciples, he is revealing scriptures to them, he's taken up. And after that, something happens. They go back to Jerusalem, and scripture says that they are rejoicing. Now, think about that for a moment. That you and your husband is going to park for a while. He's going to work in the Caribbean. So he's going to work in the most beautiful island in the world, Trinidad and Tobago.
Really?
And he's going to pass over Dominica, pass over St. Lucia, pass over Grenada, pass, and he's going to Trinidad. And his final day, he's going, of course, he's all teary-eyed, he's going to miss his wife, he's going to miss his family. The wife jumps in the vehicle, and she brings him to Cruz Bay so he can catch the 1 o'clock ferry. His flight is 5 p.m. And so she rubs her eye, gets it red, and just one teardrop came. And so he's all in a mess now. And he goes, but on him leaving, when he jumps into the taxi to get to the airport, he realized he left his passport at home. So he calls his wife home and realizes that his wife, Smitty, is not answering her phone. So he called his best friend. Come, listen, I'm rushing out. You need to come and pick me up at the dock. He comes, his best friend picks him up. He is on his way home and he's hearing music. As he drove closer, he realized that his wife was having a party. And so he walks into and his wife with champagne, with all her friends, and he's appalled. How could this be? That it seems as though that she is happy because he has left. Now, I want you to connect that to the gospel today. That Jesus is leaving. Departures are always sad, especially if you are burying a loved one, or if you are migrating. It's always very emotional. It seems as though Jesus is departing. He's going to heaven, and his disciples are having a party. They are filled with joy. They are rejoicing. Why are they rejoicing? Because they are aware that Jesus is needed more in heaven than he is needed on earth. They are rejoicing to the fact that Jesus is saying to them, I am going to send you the advocate, I am going to send you the Holy Spirit that is going to be your defense, that is going to speak and defend you and speak on your behalf. They are rejoicing. What Jesus today is teaching them, is teaching all of us, that as he ascends to the Father, he is not physically present to his disciples as he was. But there is a new measure of faith that they are called to, that they need now to believe without seeing. Believe without doubting that what God says is true. And that, as the book of Hebrews tells us, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So even though we cannot see God, But we are aware that God does exist. Even though we cannot touch God, but we know that He is with us. Even though physically we cannot interact with God, but spiritually we can. So what Jesus did and what the ascension is about bringing these men to a new place of faith, that they would believe that He loves them, that they now will believe that He got their back, that they now will believe that He will defend them, and He will only do that and always does that only because He loves them.
Amen. Amen.